It's day two of Spring Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God is more interested in our availability than He is in our ability.
Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 to give. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And feel free to make your pledge in honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman for their more than 40 years of faithfulness. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
I'm telling you, we're not close. We're very close, I should say, to $1 million. Who will make the phone call that will put us over $1 million? I want to tell you right now, you need to get to that phone and make this call at 877-616-2396 and help us get over the $1 million mark. Yes. Who's going to do that? We're waiting to find out.
You might be the call that puts us over $1 million of support by which we can preach the gospel.
And we've got people out there that's talking to one another and not talking on the phone. So put them to work right now. And remember, there's a $100 add-on to that, guys. So we can get to that $1 million, and we're ready to do that, and it's exciting. This is Founders Day, where we're recognizing and remembering and thanking God for Don Wildman and Linda Wildman and what they've done. And I mean, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing here in this room if it wasn't for him having a vision.
Amen.
And him checking out and seeing. You know what happened? I remember the story because I was on the board when we all started doing this. He got tired of the news media misrepresenting what he's saying and editing everything he said. That's the reason he liked to get on the talk shows, so that way he could share it and be an interview. They would edit it, so he'd get on the talk shows and tell them the way it was. But he got tired of that, so he said, you know, if we had a radio, I could get it out. So he started one radio station here in Tupelo, and then it started going. And he was reading magazines and everything to find out the best way and the least expensive way always to get the word out. And he did that investigation. He started doing it. And he would stay up and look at all the information, find out a frequency that was open in an area, and he would apply for it and try to get that. And Jessica's been doing that for years. She started like Brent's mom real early on as teenagers working here. And she would find out those places and fill out all the papers so they could do that. So that's what Brother Don has done, and we're honoring him today.
Yes.
And we want $1 million. So make that phone call right now. You help us put over that mark.
Somebody has got a real privilege right here, folks. If you would give, I'm not going to say the exact number, but you can be the one to put us over $1 million. Call us. Hurry, 877-616-2396. Maybe you might give $1,000 right now. Maybe you might give $500. 877-616-2396. You better hurry, and you will be the call that puts this over $1 million that enables us to preach the gospel. Bert, we could call this the Keep the Microphones On Hour.
Okay, and that means that would be Don Wildman saying, good enough. And guess what?
What?
We've just went over $1 million.
Wow, Share-a-thon, Spring 2019.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
You did it. You did it.
I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Bless all the givers. Let them know how much we appreciate them. But Lord, put your hand of anointing on all these support gifts. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus that very soon we would hit $2 million, that we could call our nation to Christ, that, Lord, you would please intervene, save our freedoms, save this nation so that we could serve Christ, win the lost. And Lord, thank you for what you're doing to enable AFR to carry out its mission of the Great Commission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Alex. And I'm telling you, it's such a joyful thing to be a part of a people that love and support a ministry. And we don't ask for people to give their tithe. We don't ask people to go into debt. But we don't mind asking people to sacrifice, to do without something in order to make this real. And so, like you said, we're over the million, but we're headed onward. You know, Brother Don would say, that's good, but not good enough. So the million is good, but not good enough. We need more. We need more to accomplish. It takes a lot of money. There's three new trucks out there on the parking lot now that have been purchased in the last year for our engineers to drive to go to all the different sites where the antennas are and where we've got transmitters and translators. Few translators left, not too many, but to check those out, and they get in those. Brent, how many years did you travel as an engineer, brother?
4 years.
4 years. Tell, give people about that. A week on the road with another guy.
Yes, sir. You would travel a week on the road with another coworker, and you guys would go out to tower site and routine maintenance check on that kind of thing. And you know, station was off the air. You'd work to diligently to get it back on the air as quick as possible.
Did you ever have to climb any of those towers?
No, sir.
Jonathan Coker, our mutual friend, he got up there and said, you know, guy was ahead of him taking, you know, was really going up. And Jonathan said, are you giving out? And he said, no, I'm just freezing. I mean, you know, enough's enough. High enough is high enough.
Right.
But engineers, we got data processing, all these people that make AFR work. And like Brent working behind the board, it takes that. And so God is using you to help AFR stay on the air. Faith, freedom, family, all those. And we want that privilege. And so join us in that support at 877-616-2396. Alex, before I give it back to you, let's listen to someone who called in and said, this is what AFR means to me.
My name is Michael Cahill. I'm calling from Bryan College Station, Texas. My freshman year of college, I went to Blinn College, and I started getting away from my faith. And right around the middle of my first year of college, I started listening to AFR in the mornings. I came across it, and it just gave me a constant source of conservative news. I was getting down because of all the news that's out there, fake news and everything, and it was really depressing. But then I started listening to AFR, and it just brightened my day, so I kept listening. I learned a bunch of financial things. I've been able to save money. I've been able to invest in some things because of Dan Celia in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I was able to listen. I was able to listen to Brian, and I started whipping out my Bible, sitting in the car and listening while between classes. And I got into studying the Word again. By the time I was a sophomore and a junior, I was transferring to Sam Houston. I was in the car 3 hours a day, every single day, and I would listen to AFR. And then I started listening to podcasts, and then I started listening to the Bible. From the time of my sophomore year to the time of my senior year, and even now, I've gone through the Bible 8 times because AFR encouraged me to listen to the Word and not only be a listener but be a doer. Thank you so much for everything you've done. It's definitely a ministry that's blessed by God. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Wow, that is so powerful. You know, Bert, that reminds me of when we hear from young people, and we give God the glory, but young people that contact me, and they say, you know, Alex, I'm at a university or this or that school. My professors are so liberal, but I'm still a Christian because you and Bert are teaching me the Bible. Your programs are teaching me apologetics. I've either come to the Lord or come back to the Lord through AFR. And listen, there, I think about all the great thinkers that love Jesus. And, you know, I think about Frank Turek and Dr. Michael Brown and Sandy Rios and Abe Hamilton and Brian Fisher, and I think about Randall Murphy in the Journal, and I think about the multifaceted, I guess you'd say, arms of this ministry that are doing. You're training up pastors, and so much that God is doing in Urban Family Communications. And you've got Mickey Addison, and you've got the Hour of Intercession with Joseph Parker, and a prayer ministry that the nation is listening to. So, folks, there's a listen. Hop on this train, whatever stirs your heart. I mean, but this ministry, if ever it was appropriate to quote Esther 4:14 and say, "For such a time as this," okay, AFR, this is the tool with the message for such a time as this. We would ask you to be a part of this. All right, listen to some ways you can donate. If you were to give $150 or more, we just want to say thank you by sending you a book, a hardcover prayer journal. You can take notes in it, a pen, a prayer guide. It's just very beautiful. If you give $30 a month or $180 or more, we're going to include a really, really cool T-shirt. It's very beautiful. You'll be proud to wear it. And it's got the Standing in the Gap logo, Ezekiel 22:30. And so your gift matters. Bert, there's no such thing as an insignificant, too small of a gift, is it?
There is not. I can't help but think of the widow's mite, Alex. It's just Jesus noticed. And notice, Jesus was watching what people were giving. I would say that was important if he takes the time to watch. And we're living in a day when, you know, if you don't agree with somebody, you can't love them. Used to would say, and I know, oh, we hate the sin but love the sinner. And people understood that. But now, if you don't agree with their sin, and AFR is hated by a lot of folks because we have not compromised on the issue of life. We haven't compromised on the identity of marriage or gender. And we're standing there. We're standing strong. And we want to do that. We want to stand in love. But what some people don't understand is what love is. And we need to love like Jesus. I want you to hear this from Brother Don.
Many times in my life, especially in the last few years when you're dealing with homosexuality, I've had my good brethren tell me that you ought to model the life of Christ. Christ didn't condemn people. Christ loved people. And you ought to not, you know, say people shouldn't do certain, you shouldn't criticize them for doing certain things, for certain behaviors. They say you ought to follow the life of Christ and love people like he loved them. Of course he did. Of course he loved them. But he didn't condone their behaviors.
You know, that's where we are. Romans chapter 1, Alex, about behavior, about reprobate. And at the last, it says, you know, and it's have the idea of condoning it. And that's what the world wants us to do. But the book of Judges tells what a society, happens to a society when everybody does that which is right in their own eyes, and God is not the standard. I mean, you're talking about murder, you're talking about killing, you're talking about sexual deviancy, you're talking about division, you're talking about a society falling apart. And that is what happens when a nation forgets God.
Let me read a scripture here. This is from Psalm 10, beginning at verse 3. It says, "For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and he blesses the covetous whom the Lord abhors." Yes, God abhors some behaviors and people that do and encourage them. Okay, look at verse 4 of Psalm 10. "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. His judgments are far out of his sight. And as for all of his enemies, he puffs at them." In other words, he just boasts and thinks, hey, nothing's going to touch me. I can live any certain way, and there will not be repercussions. But listen to this. "The wicked," verse 6, "has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue there is mischief and vanity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent." Verse 8 of Psalm 10. "In the secret places he murders the innocent." So that's one example would be abortion clinics, folks. "His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in a den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draws into his net. He crouches and humbles himself, and the poor that fall as his strong ones." But listen to this, the wicked person. "He said in his heart, God has forgotten. God has hidden his face. He will not see what I do." God sees. God knows. God has not forgotten. And I want to say, part of why we're asking you to support is that American Family Association is calling America to God. The best thing you can do for your kids and your grandkids, and frankly yourself, is to support the spread of the gospel in the USA. And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396.
We'll be back after you hear these testimonies of what God is doing in people's lives. Don't go away. We're still Share-a-thon 2019.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I guess my earliest memory of Brother Don was, I guess, my first day here back in, I think it was like 92 February. And I had just started doing some work, and he come through there and asked me what I was doing and what was going on. And I told him, okay, I'm doing, almost done with it, but I like it a little bit. He just said, well, you're fired. Turned around and walked off, didn't say another word. And I thought, oh man, I really messed up somewhere. So I went to HR and told them what was going on, and they just died laughing and said, don't worry, Brother Don fires everybody. So I thought, okay. So I went back to work, and it's just, Brother Don is just, if he likes you, he likes you. And he's always seemed to care about his employees. He's always tried to talk to us. It's kind of hard to figure him out sometimes because his grin doesn't go very far. He grins more with his eyes. So you have to kind of watch his eyes when you're talking to him. But he's a good man. He's always trying to help people. He just loves people all together.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Hi, my name is Kaylin. I'm calling from Virginia. I listen to and from work and occasionally during lunch breaks. And approximately 3 weeks ago, on my way home, I was having such a bad anxiety attack regarding some issues going on in my life with my son. And I called in, and I was blessed enough to speak with Alex and Bert. And not only did they answer questions that I didn't even ask out loud, regarding prodigal son and some issues, but they prayed with me. It was just a calming peace that I needed just to make it home. And I thank you guys so much for all that you do.
We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their more than 40 years of faithfulness. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
You know, this is a ministry. It's not just a place where we have Q&A. It's not just a place where we send out information, but we desire to minister here. It's amazing how many ministries AFR is interested in. And I mean, Truth for Youth, putting youth in the hands of teenagers. It's just a great, great way of sharing the gospel. And when you give, you're a part of that. You're part of partnering with us. You're making it possible for other ministries to do the work they wanted to. And when you make this call at 877-616-2396, right now there's still a $100 add-on. And one of the phrases that Brother Don would use is good enough. And we've passed a million, but we don't feel like that's good enough. We feel like God wants us to have and reach more. And so we're asking you to give. And again, right now, a $100 add-on. We've heard from people from Houston, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Jackson, Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi, and Wichita, Kansas, Spring, Texas. I think that's Mechanicsville, Virginia is Mechanicsville. Do we have a station up there close to that, Brent?
Absolutely.
We do? Mechanicsville.
That's not terribly far from Richmond.
That's our Richmond station.
That's the Richmond station is Mechanicsville.
Good people.
Man, it's one of the best, you've done there. You and I have done a town hall meeting there.
Truth for a New Generation is going to be there in Richmond October 11, 12. We're bringing some incredible people up to Richmond, Virginia. And, Mechanicsville, let us hear from you. And Richmond, and hey, Charles and Eileen Cochran, I know are probably listening just outside of Richmond. My great friend Bradford Howard in Richmond, Mount Vernon Baptist Church. So, Virginia, we love you. And right there near our nation's capital. Folks, May I read a quote? And this is kind of why we're doing what we're doing.
Now, I want to ask you, are you going to read it or are you going to quote it? Now,
I'm going to read
this one. With Brent and I, Brent and I, we say, how does he keep all that stuff in his head? We don't know.
I do love quotes. Well, yeah. they inspire me.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of our founding fathers. And, you know, we're talking about Don Wildman. And Don was a great, is a great leader. And, I think one of the reasons I really relate to him, I don't like waste, you know. I don't like anything wasted. And folks, if we don't have a great revival, what's getting squandered and slipping through our fingers like sand on a hot summer day, what's being wasted is America. Mm. You know, Bert, I remember this. My mother, rest her soul, she was a godly lady. She was Christian. She was also intensely political. My mom was. My mom in the 50s was president of North Carolina Young Republicans. My granddaddy in 55, I think it was a delegate to the Republican convention, and Eisenhower was the nominee. At any rate, I have this picture in my mind, and I don't know if it was Donahue or what show it was, but it was in the 70s. And Don Wildman was on television, and my mom and dad were watching it, and my mom had said, watch, come here. And it might have been the Phil Donahue show. And if you don't remember who that was, good. But at any rate, my mother just said, this guy is straight up. This guy is saying what needs to be said. And my mom was really bragging on this man that was very courageous. He was saying hard things, but very necessary things. And, you know, I never dreamed that I would ever meet Dr. Don Wildman, never dreamed that I would get to be a part of this great ministry. But I remember the late 70s. And, folks, you got to understand, there just was nobody doing it. I mean, there was Dr. Dobson, you know. But
well, he started in 77, the same year that Dr. Dobson started Focus on the Family is the same year that Brother Don started National Federation for Decency that would become American Family Association.
And let me just say, I count it a great privilege. Now, folks, if you would call to be a part of the legacy, most of us weren't around in the 70s or maybe weren't in a position. You know, we were just kids back then. But here's the thing. If you would give and pray and support, and let's link arms together. Let's bring our nation to Christ. Let's tell young people about what America really is. Let's not become Muslims, gays, socialists, or atheists. Let's spread the gospel. This is so exciting because it's part of something that God raised up, very, very significant pioneer ministry that's grown into an international force for the gospel. So if you want to be a part of something really, really special and very, very fruitful, 877-616-2396, call. You can give by credit card. There are a number of ways to give. You can give online. And I would just say this, and we could spend a lot of time unpacking this, and I would be happy to do so. And I know firsthand, 10 years I've been around this ministry. They're not wasting God's money. They're not handling it frivolously. They are prayerful. Every morning they have staff devotions. This ministry is full of the Holy Spirit. This ministry is based on the Word of God. And this ministry is being used by God mightily. So be a part and help us push up those numbers so that we would have the resources to continue going to the capital, the campuses, Heartland America, to win the lost and equip the saved.
And that is the responsibility that we take seriously. We're not going to, you know, give it off to someone else. God has given it to us. And when you call in and make that pledge, you're encouraging us, you're equipping us to do what God's called us to do. And so we want to hear from another individual that their life has been blessed by AFR. Your life has been blessed by AFR. So let's listen.
My name is Tammy, and I'm calling from Arkansas. I just want to say thank you for the knowledge that you have imparted to us. So many things out there that are hidden, never see the news, but we get it on AFR. And it helps us to teach our families the things that are going on out there and to help us bond together as a Christian family to support the things of our Lord. Thank you very much.
Amen. Alex, you and I, we have a time slot. It's 4 to 5 Eastern, 3 to 4 Central, and you can go all the way to the Pacific. What a time. And you said it yesterday. You know, they could take that time and give it to another ministry and, you know, income coming in. But Tim Wildman, Jim Stanley, has given you and me the responsibility of having that hour. And then Tony Perkins follows. That's the hour we end. And Tony sees this as FRC does. Hey, a lot of what we do is based on getting the word out, and word gets out on American Family Radio.
Yep.
And so Tony has said, guys, take this hour and raise those funds in order to help us.
Sure.
And as we partner together. And so when you do that, it's so important that partnership. And I know when I get on the air that they hear that, well, we get ready for partnership. But it is, and you really partnered with us 10 years ago when Tim and Jim said, hey, how about joining us, and you and Marvin would do Exploring the Word those years for about 3 years. I came on board. Now, we've been doing it over 7 years, and we've gone through every book of the Bible. Now, not exactly verse by verse. We didn't do Psalms verse by verse, and we didn't do Isaiah verse by verse. But we did it chapter by chapter, and we've done those. And the Word of God doesn't return void. And so when you support AFR, not only are you supporting like Exploring the Word and Tony Perkins, we're talking about people that they're preaching the Word, they're equipping the saints, not just to be church members, but to be good citizens. And we're to be stewards of everything God's given us. Does that include citizenship?
Absolutely. I want to read a quote here, and it was by John Witherspoon. John Witherspoon was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He helped ratify the U.S. Constitution. He was the president of Princeton University, okay? Pretty smart guy. John Witherspoon said this, quote, "If you are not reconciled to God through Christ, if you are not clothed with the spotless robes of His righteousness, you will forever perish. Jesus is the Savior," said John Witherspoon. Now listen to this. "He is the best friend to American liberty who is the most sincere and active in promoting Christianity and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down profanity and immorality of every kind." In other words, to fight profanity and immorality. Now listen to this. John Witherspoon, one of our founding fathers, said, "Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I scruple not to call him an enemy of this country."
Mm.
In other words, I'm calling, and I could give you so many quotes. My point is this, folks. The founding fathers understood that we could not have a free America unless we had moral people. Now, let me just say this about what your support is doing. For, you know, 12, 13, 14 years ago, I told this story in the previous hour with Stacy Washington. I had different radio networks approach me, and they said, "Alex, hey, kid, you got it going on. You need to be on the radio, and we'll put you on the radio." I said, "Yay, I feel called by God to be on the radio." So I said, I mean, I had serious talks with some other networks, and they said, $1 million, $1.5 million a year, Alex, we'll put you on the radio Monday through Friday. And I said, okay. Okay, yeah, I'll get back to you on that. All right, I happen to know.
They weren't giving you that much to be on the radio. They were saying it would cost you that much to
exactly.
be on.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And since I don't have $1.5 million laying around gathering dust, I was not on the radio. All right, I happen to know. I know. Now, Bert and I are on 4 to 5 Eastern time. Another network, and God bless them, they had a 4 to 5 time slot that another ministry that is not a terribly hard-hitting ministry, as this organization is paying well over $1 million for the time slot that you and I have. Now, when Tim Wildman came to me 10 years ago and he said, "Alex, we know who you are. We'd like for you to be on the radio, and Marvin Sanders and you, teach the Bible, do a Bible study. And I said, well, look, it's an honor to meet you, Mr. Wildman. I've known of you for years. But before you go any farther, look, I know where this conversation is going, and I don't have any money. And Tim Wildman and Jim Stanley looked at me. They said, well, no, we didn't say anything about money. And I said, well, I know a daily radio show is over $1 million. They said, no, we have supporters. It's not going to cost you a thing. But if you'll make the time, we're going to put you on the radio. Now, here's why I'm telling you this story, folks. I'm on the radio in front of millions of people every year. I'm on the road in front of more than 150, 175 cities a year. We've seen of people and many young people more than 3,000 salvations a year, and sometimes more than 5,000 salvations a year, because dear people like you, sir and ma'am, and senior adult and young married couple, look, y'all's support has enabled me to be on the radio, has enabled me to have a whole platform I never had before. There are a number of Christian networks, but it's pay to play. Now, God bless them. What they do is what they do. But look, you and I are not having to pony up $1 million to be on the radio, because it's people listening that are enabling us to preach the message of Jesus, to defend the faith and equip the church. And if you would, folks, keep on helping us and call right now. If you haven't called, please do. This is your time, and I'm just sharing my heart with you. Bert, do I speak for you and me both? We're willing to study. We're willing to make the time. We'll do it. If y'all will keep the mics turned on, amen, we'll preach the gospel. Amen. And you can do that. 877-616-2396. In honor of Dr. Don, the founder, and in honor of these great people that have made this possible, and frankly, because of the urgency of the hour, keep the mics turned on.
Yeah.
And your gift will help do that.
You know, the Bible talks about, you know, do not forsake coming together as believers,
Hebrews 10,
as
25.
You see the day approaching. Now, what day approaching are they talking about? It's the day of his return. It's the day. And I don't know when it's going to happen. We get a lot of questions on Exploring the Word about what do you think is going to happen in the future, about tribulation, about millennial. Listen, I've got my thoughts. You've got your thoughts. Others have their thoughts. But I do know this. It's closer now than it's ever been. And the secret is not knowing when, it's being ready. And this is what we pledge. You're talking about a pledge? We pledge to get into the Word, share the Word of God as best we can. Not everybody agree with every dot and every tittle that we do, jot and tittle, but we're going to present Jesus Christ as the hope, and He's the only way. It's Christ alone through faith alone. That's it. And you'll hear that from us, because it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it is the gift of God through Jesus Christ. And when you share, you're sharing with us the ability to do that and to get the word of Christ out. And it's also helping people like Brian Fisher, the Tony Perkins. It helps Abe Hamilton. It helps all those people to share and equip the saints for what they need to stand for and be alerted to. And so we don't apologize for it. We thank God for it. And I hope it comes across in love. I know sometimes, Brent, I can get loud when I get excited. And it comes across kind of rash and brash. But listen, I believe in what we're doing with all my heart. I want Jesus Christ to be lifted up and men to be drawn to Him. And I want others to know that it's only through Christ that there's hope in heaven. Any other way, the Bible says, is a thief and a robber.
Yeah.
So help us to keep on sharing the good news of Jesus Christ by calling that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. And right now, we're at that $100 plus. In other words, you give your best gift, and $100 will be added to it. That's a good deal. That's bang for your buck, as they say. So keep on listening. Keep on praying and begin to give. For new givers, we're looking for new supporters for AFR and our network.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One time in the past, when I used to kind of spearhead what we do with our semi-annual share-a-thons, we used to have it in a very tight kind of environment, room. It was very small compared to what we have today. And there was generally, by the time we got going, you might say it was organized chaos because you had phones ringing and you had people all around. And of course, we didn't do anything on computer monitors. Everything was done with a pen and paper and so forth. So, there was a lot of camaraderie, but, you know, there was just a lot of confusion, if you will, going on at the same time. It was glorious confusion, but it was confusing. And I never will forget that in the midst of all of the hubbub, the sounds that were going on all around us, I happened to notice out of the corner of my eye that off in one corner of the room, there was Don. And I knew that he had had one of his grandsons and that he had brought him in with him. And he just kind of, you know, was sitting there in his own world with this grandchild, with all of this going on around us. And he was just sitting there changing his diaper and totally oblivious to everything else. And I've always thought that that was such a, you know, just a important moment. And it captured what he really was about as a leader of a ministry like the American Family Association. That, you know, hey, this was an important part time for us. This is how we raised a lot of the monies that allowed us to do the job that we were called to do at this ministry, and what the Lord's purpose behind this mission was. But all of that was secondary to that child right then and right there, because to him that was the most important person in his life. And to me, that epitomizes what a Don Wildman is all about.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
My name is Rebecca from Tennessee, and AFR has really played a huge role in my life. I struggled with addiction and trying to get clean, and this radio station has really helped me as far as with my anxiety. When I felt discouraged and felt like I couldn't continue on, it really helped give me hope to keep pushing forward and keep seeking God. And I also saw it help my husband, who has been in the military. He's a veteran and suffers with PTSD, and he's really struggled with anxiety and depression and just trying to find the Lord and seek him out. And he's now took on the challenge of listening to Christian music, the AFR channel, took the challenge to listen to it every day. And I've just seen him grow, and it's just played a huge role in our lives, both of our lives. And we just thank you for that.
We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife, Linda, for their more than 40 years of faithfulness. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
This is the first Founders Day that we've had. We've had days where we've talked about Brother Don and the ministry that he had, but first time we've honored him with a Founders Day. And I want to tell you a little bit where that idea came from. Brother Don's been a member of a small church here in Tupelo, Mississippi for quite a few years. And I know one particular man that came to work here at AFR, and he heard about where Brother Don went to church. He said, I'm going to try that church out. He went over there, and he didn't see Brother Don, and he knew he was at work Friday, and he was going to be there Monday. So he wondered if he was sick or anything, and Brother Don wasn't there. And so he asked, has anybody heard from Brother Don? They said, yeah, he and Linda are in the nursery. You know, that made me think about Durick, and he was sharing that story, Durick Hayden, about Brother Don changing his grandchild's diaper. And that's Brother Don. And that is what we're here. We're honoring him. And the idea came from that church where they had about three or four Sundays ago. They had a Sunday where they recognized Brother Don and Linda for their ministry at the church. And so they came up with the idea, you know, we need to do that for Share-a-thon. And so that's why we're doing this today. And we don't apologize. We make much of Jesus. But we thank God for the people that God's brought into our lives. And God's brought Don Wildman into our lives to bless our lives. He and Linda are just champions for Christ. And we want you to join us as part of the family and part of the partners by calling 877-616-2396. And right now there's a $100 add-on on your best gift.
Well, you know, the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due, and we do honor him, and we are very privileged to continue what he was led by God to start and to follow in the footsteps. You know, one thing that I love about this ministry, the impact around the nation and all the people that I meet who have either come to the Lord or come back to the Lord, but you know, the people here are so special. You know, Jim Stanley. And I think about some of the people that you might not know, like Ray Rooney, who manages this thing called The Stand. If you go to AFA.net and Google The Stand, I think about the different people like Cedra, who has been involved with our radio show but now helps lead Engage. I think about Jordan Shambly, who's leading American Family Studios. On and on we could go. You know, I think about Rusty Benson, whose name I know you've seen if you read the journal. You've seen that name, and there's so many people. Durick Hayden, whose voice you heard, and Angie May, and there's just, it goes on and on. What a great ministry this is, and God is blessing it. I think about Buddy Smith, and Bert, how long, because I know you were on the board before you were on the radio, you were on the board, and you've watched the growth of this ministry, and I've got a reason I'm asking you this, but Buddy Smith, how long has Buddy Smith?
Oh, he was here before I came on the board, so he's been here probably 30-something years. And guess what? He was on the board before he became an employee as well.
Wow.
And what happened with Buddy, he was down as a United Methodist pastor, and he saw pornography in his in the town he was in, and he was wanting to do something about it. He called Brother Don. Brother Don said, I don't think you'd be willing to do what I'm willing want you to do and what you need to do. And Buddy said, try me. Buddy did it, and he found out Buddy Smith was the real deal. And the next thing you know, Buddy's here at AFR and AFA at that time without the radio network. And Buddy added to the ministry and doing a great job. So what you have here, a lot of the people here, Brother Don just saw them. He saw something in them.
He had an eye for talent.
He had an eye for talent, and he'd bring them on board and has a heart for people. And like Brent, his mom, just a young person wanting to, as a Christian, wanting to work in a Christian environment, and they would come and work after school and do all the things that was needed and came on board and stayed there. How long has your mom been here? Do you know Brent? How long has Kelly been here?
I think she just celebrated 34 years.
34 years.
Wow.
And
that's older. Are you even 34? That's older than you, isn't it?
32.
32. So your mom was working here before you were born.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
But he wasn't born here. I mean, he was at the hospital. He wasn't born in the log cabin. No. But anyway, 877-616-2396 is the number. When you were talking about all these people, I enjoy the people that work behind the scenes. It's like Paul referred to the church, Alex, and he says, you're like the body. If you look at the body, what's the most important parts of the body? Those that are seen or unseen?
Those that are unseen.
And that's the way it is here. The guys like Brent that just labored day after day, Jonathan Coker, these guys, they're kind of, They're nearly like sons to me. I just tell you, they're special to me. And Randy Lucius, who comes in here and answers the phone and just does his work. And so these people that are behind the scenes that you never hear from or know about, they're a vital part. And so they're part of the family. And when you give, you're helping them to carry out the ministry that God's called them to and equipped them to. And so we praise the Lord for that. And right now that $100 add-on is so much. And so give your best gift, and then $100 will be added to it. Brent, I think it's, I want another memory of Brother Don's, and it was number 22. This is about his early life.
When I was 9 years old, I felt the Lord calling me to a ministry. At that point in time, the ministry, big item in ministry was be a missionary to China or Africa or somewhere of that nature. And I decided at that point that God wanted me to be a missionary. When I was about 18, I decided that God was calling me to the ministry, parish ministry, pulpit ministry. I tried that for a year or two. I found it very difficult being an imperfect person to preach to people. I didn't really understand God's grace. So I left the parish ministry. And I didn't want to ever go back to it. How can an imperfect person preach, you know, tell people to what you're doing is sin when you're a sinner yourself? I struggled with that. Spent a couple of years in the Army. Finally decided one day that God had called me to preach, that I should go back into the ministry. The Lord and I debated it, and to make a little joke out of it, I finally told the Lord, okay, Lord, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, but if that's the only thing you're going to let me do is preach, I'll preach. I tried to get into seminary, Emory University in Atlanta. They wouldn't let me in because they said I couldn't do the work. I couldn't pass the courses. In other words, I was too dumb to to graduate. And so they wouldn't let me in. What happened was that during my college days, not knowing precisely what I wanted to do with myself, anything above a C was wasted, so I lived on C's. Except one semester, I was put on the dean's list, the bad list. My grades didn't measure up. I decided in the next semester that I would correct it. I was on the dean's list again, but this time I was on his good list, you know. I went through college just loafing, never really putting forth any big effort. And my grades, if you looked at my transcript, the grades would probably say, you know, he can't pass our work. Okay. I went to a couple of influential people who came in on my behalf. And Emory decided they'd give me a test. And if I could pass the test, then they would admit me to seminary. And I'm assuming I passed the test. I went straight through since I had been in the Army for a couple of years and wanted to go ahead and get started with my ministry. I went straight through, finished the three-year course in 2 years and three summers, and finished with, I think, about a 3.2 grade average. I had trouble my first semester with some course. I've even forgotten what it was now because I'd been out of college for 3 years, and I had to get back into learning how to study again. But like I say, I did graduate.
Amen. I love that man. The humility comes out, and one of the greatest things I've ever had the privilege of doing, I have a very dear friend, and his father was one of the men that wrote that letter to Emory University to get them to let Brother Don in. And, you know, that shows you sometimes when you're helping someone, you never know who you're helping. Here they were helping Brother Don, and they thought, well, we'll get him over there and he'll do that. And then here is a man that has influenced a nation, and that's the power of God. And you can help us continue to influence the nation by calling 877-616-2396. And right now there's that $100 add-on to your best gift, Alex.
Yeah.
That's a deal no matter where you're from.
There's about 5 or 6 minutes left in this particular hour. Then Bert and I, we've got to go preach. And I want to ask at least three people a minute, and that's you and that's somebody listening right now, call 877-616-2396. Call this number, please. Be a part of helping us take the name of Christ to our nation. We're defending the faith. And listen, I want to tell you something, and I'm not trying to be, you know, inflammatory. Believe me, the gays, the atheists, the Muslims, the socialists, the people that want to destroy America and rebuild it in some heinous, demonic image, and your kids, your grandkids would grow up in a police state, a surveillance state. We're talking about the criminalization of Christianity. We've got to stand against it. We've got to fight what is wrong, defend what is true, and a good way that you can tangibly be a part of helping do the right thing, the godly thing, the beneficial thing, is if you would give 877, at least three people a minute. Let's finish this hour strong. We're going to finish strong. Yeah. Please don't procrastinate. Call in and give your best gift. For some of you, it could be $25. Some of you could give $25,000. But God will bless whatever you give. If we'll, you know, there's a poem, little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So whatever God's put on your heart, whatever God's put in your hand, invest it in the gospel work.
Alex is talking about going and preaching. Alex is going to be preaching at Hillcrest Baptist Church in New Albany, Mississippi. And Hillcrest, it's right on Highway 15 off of Interstate 22 going north. And he'll be there at 6:30. A lot of youth groups are coming, and some other churches are coming and joining Hillcrest. And we're looking forward to it. So if you're in that area and you can get there at Hillcrest, 6:30 tonight, and Alex, we're looking forward to that. But here, we've gone over the million, and our thought was, that's not good enough. Alex, Brother Don would always say, when a job was completed, he'd say, good enough. The job's not completed yet. We've got today and tomorrow, and so we are looking forward to going forward in the numbers of people who are calling and the people who are saying, we want to be new supporters. We've heard you. We've prayed for you. We've told other people about you, but we want to join and help and support and financially give to the ministry of AFR. And when you do that, call this number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Matter of fact, we're looking for people to stand in the gap. That's the theme of this year's Therathon, not only the Founders Day for Brother Don, but also he stood in the gap in 1977. He stood up and he said, we need to make a difference. He's made a difference in these 42 years. Let's make a difference in the last minutes right now, this hour.
And for everyone calling in, we thank you. We truly do thank you. Stand with us as we stand for Christ, and we call our nation to do the same. You can call 877-616-2396, and we're grateful to hear from each and every one of you.
This is Share-a-thon 2019, Standing in the Gap. Stand with us. Stand with us today as we make a difference in the United States of America.